It's been 3 years since state governments negotiated a historic legal settlement with the tobacco industry. Cigarette companies agreed to pay states more than $200 billion to reimburse them for the cost of treating smoking-related illness in Medicaid patients. Now, the attorneys who helped states negotiate the settlement are receiving legal fees that also reach into the billions of dollars, fees that critics consider excessive. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The national tobacco settlement has been a windfall not only for state governments, but for private attorneys who helped put the deal together. Those lawyers were hired by state attorneys general, who said they needed outside help to battle the large and powerful cigarette industry. Dozens of lawyers joined the case, and so far they've taken in almost $12 billion in fees. Cornell University law professor Roger Crampton says the case made legal history, both for the value of the settlement and the money attorneys earned from it.
They're certainly becoming millionaires and billionaires overnight, and just the number of lawyers here and the sheer amount of the fees is way out of sight of really anything that has occurred before.
The lawyers' fees are being paid by tobacco companies over and above the money they're giving states as part of the settlement. A three-member arbitration board determines the fees and so far has announced awards for lawyers who worked with 16 states. The panel's most recent ruling came this month when it decided the law firms that helped secure Michigan's share of the settlement are due $450 million. Former Michigan Attorney General Frank Kelly says that fee is well deserved. He says the firms helped him win a $9 billion tobacco payout.
They watched things very closely in Congress. They were involved at the White House. They advanced about at least $1 million of their own money. And don't forget, we're talking about the largest tort settlement ever achieved in the history of the United States. So this is a major, major victory for a plaintiff lawyer, and they should be compensated accordingly.
Critics, though, say the fees are far too high. A tobacco industry spokesman calls them a money grab by plaintiff's lawyers, while the U.S. Chamber of Commerce labels them outrageous and worries they'll lead to an explosion of lawsuits against other industries. Yeshiva University legal ethicist Lester Brickman also considers the fees excessive. He predicts the lawyers' total take will reach $25 billion.
Under ethical rules that lawyers profess to follow, fees must be, quote, reasonable. If these fees being paid in the tobacco litigation are reasonable, then the concept of reasonable fees has no substance.
With all the money changing hands, questions have arisen in several states about possible conflicts of interest. In Texas, the former attorney general faces allegations he sought money from lawyers he hired from the tobacco case, a charge he denies. Kansas legislators criticize their attorney general after learning she hired her former law firm to represent the state. And a government watchdog group discovered similar potential conflicts nationwide. Peter Eisner is with the Center for Public Integrity.
People that are doing these things are not getting assigned to the cases necessarily because they are the great lights of the legal profession. They're getting assigned because they're friends, former partners, great political contributors to the people that had a chance to assign them. So this happened quite often in many states.
Attorneys who profited from the tobacco deal dismiss such criticism and defend their fees. Mississippi lawyer Dick Scruggs worked with more than a dozen states on the settlement and says his law firm collected about $1 billion doing so. Scruggs, the brother-in-law of Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott, says he did not rely on political connections to get involved in the case, and he says his fees total less than 3% of what states will collect from the settlement.
You know, I have no apologies to make. I think it's a great result for our clients. They're all very happy with what we did for them. They didn't have to pay us. The tobacco industry did. So it's a great result all the way around.
Scruggs says he's using profits from the tobacco deal to fund other high-profile legal battles. He's trying to launch two new class action suits, one against health maintenance organizations, the other against makers of the drug Ritalin. And Scruggs also is using his growing wealth for another purpose. Like several of the tobacco settlement millionaires, he's become a generous contributor to political campaigns. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.